stats are for losers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another thrilling edition of Statistically Speaking. I'm your co-host, Kyle. With me always is the elegant Blinken Riley. We have got a special guest tonight. It is Trent Sorensen. Trent, how's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. What you been up to recently?
Not much. I've just...
You're making any college football games?
I made it to the Iowa State game this Saturday. Nice. I know you probably enjoyed that a little more than I did.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
it was good. It was promising for the future for Iowa State.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna lie, I was terrified the entire time. So, yeah. So awesome. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? What all you do with analytics, college football, and the like on Twitter?
Yeah, so I really got my start with college football analytics space coming from wanting to do a career change. I was in manufacturing engineering and really was struggling with liking my career. But I did like the data analysis parts of manufacturing. So kind of learned some Python and I've always been interested in college football, so it kind of offered a good cross-section of an area to apply some of the data science techniques I was learning. So last year was really my first year of doing anything, and I submitted the CFBD computer pick'em contest.
Yeah.
Did all right in there, and then bowl season was like really good for me. I was one of the top entries there, and I won quite a few bowl pools. So in the last off season, I kind of tried to sharpen my knife a little bit and get a little better and just kind of improve incrementally. And now I'm trying to kind of do game predictions every week and trying to get into ratings and rankings.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I was just looking at some of your tweets from last week. So you come out with your – like all the model picks for the week using your stuff?
Yep.
That's awesome. Do you have like a running count of accuracy or anything?
I'll try to vamp a little bit while
you find it.
I think the exact number is somewhere in like the 70% range.
Wow.
Accuracy and the...
What about score accuracy?
I will tell you that in just a
second. He's pulling it up. Awesome.
Okay, so far on the season, straight up 470 to 204.
Nice.
So that's like 69.7% accuracy. Against the spread, 333, 327, and 14. So I haven't convince myself there's an edge there. I think I might just have a coin flipping prediction model.
Yeah.
But the error is 13.7 on average off, which is decent, not great. That's something I want to try and improve.
Yeah. Well, hey, you said this is your first year doing it?
Second year now.
Oh, second year. What'd you change from year two to from year one?
I just kind of got a little more sophisticated and last year was pretty crazy and there was a lot of things that I was doing wrong that I didn't know I was doing wrong. You know, learned more, applied more. I have made a career change. So now I am using Python and programming day to day. So I'm thinking new tips and tricks there. There's a good synergy with my personal and professional life.
Perfect. Yeah. It's like you're learning and having fun at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah, we really like to kind of highlight, especially people who have done this like on their own as on the side and, you know, self-taught, like what are some of the resources you've used to kind of get up to speed and, you know, kind of grow these skills?
A lot of it was just with like online boot camps. Datacamp.com was the one that I chose. But There are tons out there. There's free, paid, and all in between. Before I was able to make the career switch, I was pondering, you know, doing a graduate degree in analytics. And that turned out to not be necessary. Might still be in my future, but not so much of a need right now.
Yeah. At one of my jobs, I was really into like Python and R, but not really learning it on the job, but I wanted it at my next job. So yeah, I enrolled in DataCamp. That platform is really nice because like it tells you, you're close to getting it right. Try again, and then you can like use your coins up for hints and stuff. I learned it really well on that, and I'm sure your employer like paid for it or
no,
shipped in or something.
I did it on my own.
Oh wow, man!
So there's incentive to learn fast.
Yeah. I would definitely be paying attention. I have always thought like making your own models for college football predictions is a lot of fun, but every year I get busier and busier. I have zero time for this. If I was looking, say I was really interested in doing it this off season, or any listener out there who wants to like, this is the year I want to start it. How long would you say it would take from like the starting to do like how to stuff on DataCamp versus like running through your first year of modeling? Is it something that can be done in like a month, or is it like all off season kind of a thing?
It really depends. I mean, it took me a while. I have two kids right now, a third on the way. So I was kind of, you know, just chipping away at an hour or two every night after the kids went to bed.
Yeah.
But you know, if you have more time and bandwidth to dedicate to it, it might be shorter, but it took, before I got relatively skilled, I'd say it was about a year to a year and a half for me, but I had the other time commitments, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's great. For those listening, if you need advice or tips or anything, make sure you reach out to Trent. He's been there. He did all the work.
Absolutely.
That's awesome, man. Well, hopefully next year it'll be even better. We'll have you back on. You can give us a better win percentage and then convince us to buy stock in your ratings and all sorts of stuff. Okay, so...
Yeah, I mean, this year's been brutal. We've said on previous episodes, like, this year as far as picks, especially the ones that ESPN's throwing out there in their pick'em, have been absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've looked yet at this week's lineup, but it's not going to get any easier this week. Have you looked at it, Lincoln?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've got all the numbers here. I've got, and there's some interesting kind of divergence in a couple of them between like the Vegas line and, you know, some of the analytics and you know, computer models. So we will dive deep for sure.
Okay. What game you got first?
Let's go San Jose State. Everybody's favorite. If you scrape data, San Jose State, UNLV, right now the line sits at UNLV -3. SP Plus likes UNLV -10.5. The average prediction or the average, spread on prediction tracker is 3.5 for UNLV.
Yeah, I picked them last week. They didn't let me down. I'm riding the UNLV Rebel wave the rest of the season. Give me UNLV. And also, it's at home. Got to give them some bonus points for that. So UNLV for me. Trent, you can go next.
Yeah, I'll take UNLV as well. I'm kind of between the Vegas line and the SP Plus line. I've got 6.2 as my number. So, UNLV has been having a great season.
Yeah, San Jose State's been playing well recently, but I'll take UNLV at home for sure. All right, let's go to the Bluegrass State. Kentucky, Louisville. Right now the line sits at 7 for Louisville, -7. SP Plus agrees wholeheartedly. What do we think about this game?
I think Georgia exposed Kentucky early on in the season. I don't think they're as good as we once thought. Louisville's still rolling. I want them to give Florida State a scare, if not beat them in the championship. So give me Louisville for this one. I think they handled the Wildcats easily.
Yeah, I'll take Louisville as well. My model's always been a little higher on them than I would like, but my number's 20 on this game, so it's very confident. It's my most confident pick in this pick'em game. So, yeah, give me Louisville.
Yeah, the average on prediction tracker has Louisville by 11.5, so it likes them better than SP Plus in the Vegas line too. I think this game is going to be close. If this was against the spread, I'd probably take Kentucky, but I'll take Louisville to win a squeaker. All right, next, Kansas-Cincinnati. Kansas favored by 6. SP Plus likes them by 10.
Yeah, I like that Kansas little slang you put on that. I'm going to go Kansas on this one. They're just playing good football. I know they didn't win last week, but Kansas State's pretty good. So Cincinnati is not. They're at the very bottom of the Big 12. So I think Kansas rolls in this one.
Yeah, I've got Kansas winning as well. Not by as much as Vegas thinks. I've got it at a 5-point line. I know they're having some quarterback issues. I wish I could say that was baked into my model, but it's not. This one is a little bit of a head scratcher line for me from the model, but Kansas should come away with the win.
Yeah, I think if they're playing anybody other than Cincinnati, I might say yeah. Kansas might have a letdown game after kind of a frustrating loss to Kansas State, which you know was a game they could have won, but if. This being Cincinnati, they're a bad football team. So give me Kansas to win this one. Next, let's go Northwestern Illinois. Illinois favored by 6. SP Plus likes this game within a point.
Yeah, I was kind of torn on this one, but, you know, it is rivalry week. Illinois is playing for bowl eligibility. It's at home. I see them having a real shot at pulling an upset or, you know, beating the little better team. So give me Illinois on this one.
Yeah, I've got Illinois by 6, just like the Vegas line. A thrilling matchup in the Big Ten last.
Yeah, I was going to say this is the first of two games that I think could give Iowa Nebraska a run for its money on the under here. Illinois's got a pretty good defense, so let's go Illinois to win at home. Next is the second game that I think will be a low scoring affair, a typical Big Ten game. Wisconsin at Minnesota. Right now, Wisconsin favored by 1.5. SP Plus likes them by 6.5.
Isn't this one of like the longest, most played rivalries ever? I think it is. Anyway.
Yeah, I think, is this the Paul Bunyan?
Yeah, yeah.
Trophy?
Yeah. Yeah, 132 meetings. That's nuts. Oof. And it's split 62-62-8.
That's incredible.
The best rivalry in the country. It has to be.
That's incredible.
This type of game. Throw out all the stats. It's who wants to ground pound the most. Minnesota's at home. Give me Minnesota in like a 1-point, you know, like 10-9 victory, something like that.
I have Wisconsin by 7. So right in line with SP Plus. Yeah, it's kind of a confusing year for both of those teams.
Yeah, I'm going to go Minnesota too. I think this is a toss-up. The average on prediction tracker is 1.5 as well, so there are definitely some models that like this a lot closer. So let me go Minnesota in this game. Next, we have an actual turkey for this Thanksgiving Day weekend. Virginia Tech and the Hokies against Virginia. Virginia Tech's favored by 3. SP Plus likes them by 8.
Really appreciate that that turkey joke. I'm taking Virginia Tech on this one. I just don't think Virginia's good. I don't see them having a chance, even being at home, even during rivalry week. I think Virginia Tech handles them.
Yeah, I've got Virginia Tech by 2 in a close one.
Yeah, I think neither of these teams are particularly good, but Virginia is a bad football team. So, yeah, I'll take Virginia Tech to win this one on the road. North Carolina, NC State. North Carolina favored by 3. SP Plus likes them by 3. The average on prediction tracker likes NC State by 0.5 points.
What? I don't know who's going to win this game, but North Carolina needs this win badly. Just to have some sort of saving grace, some silver lining in their season right now. So I think Mac Brown comes ready. Give me North Carolina for this one.
I like that pick. I'm a little higher. My model's a little higher on North Carolina than the other models you mentioned. I've got them by a touchdown.
Nice.
Give me NC State. Ooh. I'm taking NC State to win a home rivalry game. I think North Carolina is a similar thing to maybe the Kansas State game. Frustrating loss, you know. They're right there with Clemson, and you know, maybe on another day could have beaten them. I think this is going to have a bit of a letdown, especially going on the road. Give me NC State. Clemson, South Carolina. Speaking of Clemson, Clemson favored by 7. SP Plus likes them by 5.
You know, Clemson's not having a great year, but I know they're a better team than South Carolina. I know this is a rivalry game, but I think Clemson wins like they usually do against South Carolina. Give me Clemson.
Yep, I'm in agreement with SP Plus. I've got Clemson by 5.
I'm going with Sir Big Spur. I'm going Gamecocks all day, baby. I think
you're on a real big like poultry kick right now, aren't you?
I am. Maybe I'm just looking forward to Thursday. I think that's probably what it is. But yeah, let's go South Carolina to win this one in a shocker at home. Jacksonville State, New Mexico State. I save this to the second to last because I think this is going to be a pretty good game. New Mexico State just coming off of a big win. He collected his rent from Hugh Freeze and is going to face another good team in Jacksonville State. Right now, New Mexico State favored by 1.5. SP Plus likes him by 4.
Yeah, this is, I said this last week, but this is like New Mexico State's best season of college football. I think in 1960 they won 11 games, but I don't even know what kind of division they were in back then. So this one's their best season ever. I'm going with the Aggies, like I always do. Give me New Mexico State.
Yeah, give me New Mexico State as well by a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm going Jacksonville State. I am apparently just full contrarian at this point. I'll take Jacksonville State to win a good game, a really fun game to watch, I think will be this game. So, yeah, I'll take Jacksonville State on the road.
For those keeping count, he's picked Louisville, Jacksonville State, South Carolina, and what was the other one? I thought there was one more bird somewhere. I lost it.
Virginia Tech, the turkey.
Oh, Virginia Tech, yeah. Okay, last game. Here we go.
All right, last game. We all know what
last game this the is. Game.
Yeah, last the game. Ohio State at Michigan. Michigan currently favored by 3.5. SP Plus likes them by 6.
I think this is going to be maybe a low scoring the game. They both look pretty darn similar against Penn State. I think their defenses are better than their offenses. So, you know, I give Michigan a slight edge. I don't know about 6 points, but I think 3 points is fair. And, you know, they've won. This will be the third in a row to win, so they're on a roll. And I just think, I mean, they both haven't played much, but Ohio State's played a little bit better, people, but I'm not impressed yet. Give me Michigan.
Yeah, I'll take Michigan as well. My model's been loving what Michigan's doing. It's been uncomfortably high, so it's loving what they're doing and how they're doing it. I've got them by 15, so hopefully you can come away from this impressed with them.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to take Michigan as well in this one. I think two pretty good teams, and like you said, Kyle, I think defenses are going to be first and foremost in this game, but if there's a more complete team, I think it's probably Michigan. So I will take Michigan at home in the big house to win this game.
I didn't even check how many games are actually on. How many college football games are actually on Thanksgiving this year? I'm checking right now.
Oh, I don't know.
If any of y'all know?
I think it's just the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, we've got just the Egg Bowl at 7:30. You're right. Okay, cool.
That's one of the best bowls of the year.
I'll be watching that one.
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen in the Egg Bowl.
It's always nuts. I love that old piss pick. I know it looks like perfectly forever in the rest of my life in my brain. Love that pick.
It's, when I say you don't know what's going to happen in the Egg Bowl, this isn't like, oh, you never know what's going to happen in a rivalry game. Any team can win. No, I mean, literally, you don't know the things that are going to happen in the Egg Bowl. I mean, something stupid happens or crazy or just out of left field every year. And it's just, it's fantastic.
Okay, I'm calling it now. There will be a streaker at the Egg Bowl. Let's see if I'm
right. Oh. Is that what we're doing? We're doing Egg Bowl prop bets. All right. I say the game will be stopped at some point for fans throwing something on the field. And it'll be something unconventional. Yeah. It won't be like a beer can or like something like that. It'll be like, something really weird, like a
neck pillow,
a turkey.
Yeah, a turkey, an entire butterball turkey.
And here come the turkey leg. Nice.
Big can of cranberry sauce.
Okay, so Trent, I don't know if you know, but we always end each episode with Aggie facts. I don't know if you have one. Don't know if you brought one, but if you don't, I got you covered.
Yeah. No, as an Iowa State fan, we don't have too much beef with A&M, not a ton of history with them, but they were kind enough to give Iowa State the game leaders in receiving, in receptions and receiving touchdowns. I think Todd Blythe scored like 7 touchdowns on him in 2015. I don't remember the other stats, but they've been kind to Iowa State and gave them records.
Yeah, they are kind to a lot of schools in the record books. One of those is, I don't know if you all saw this tweet that the A&M football Twitter account put out, but A&M has improved to 17-0 against in-state schools since 2012. And then someone broke down those 17 wins. 8 are FCS schools and the rest are G5. It's pretty funny.
They're racking up those wins against Tarleton State.
Yeah. You got anything, Blink?
No,
any turkey references?
I didn't do my homework. No,
no worries. Thanksgiving's on Thursday, so I'll always have my my humble pie that I feed the Aggies, which is our head-to-head in all sports, which is, it's even more stupid than the football one. Good times. Okay, Trent, thanks so much for coming on.
Please let the
people know one last time what all you're involved in, where all can they find your work, reach you if they have questions about starting their own model, all that jazz.
Yeah. Trenton Sorensen on Twitter or X. I post football predictions there. I'm going to hopefully get started on basketball, college basketball. Ooh, pretty soon. Nice. Here. So look out for that. And feel free to hit me up in the DMs if you have any questions.
Nice. Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't think I've seen many college football models like I have, or college basketball as I have football. So that's a good niche to tap into. Get that.
Yeah. I mean, the only real, I see KenPom, every year, but that's about right. It really.
Just wait till you see
Trent. That would be Palm. Really interesting.
Yeah, I got to come up with a snazzy name. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on. Enjoy your turkey, and hopefully there's some mayhem at the end.
Stats are for losers.